Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets downed the Diamondbacks for the third straight night, 9-0. Also, the Blue Jays blanked the Red Sox, 8-0, and the Braves topped the Phillies, 3-1. The Tigers and Yankees were rained out in Detroit. The game has been rescheduled as part of a doubleheader today, when C.C. Sabathia will make his return to the mound for the Yankees. In NFL news, wide receiver Antonio Brown went through his first practice with the Patriots yesterday, one day after his former trainer filed a civil lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting her on three occasions. Patriots coach Bill Belichick declined to comment, other than to say the team takes the allegations very seriously. And Jets wide receiver Quincy Enunwa will be sidelined for the rest of the season after suffering a neck injury for the second time in three seasons. In other news, the New York Times says Justify won the 2018 Triple Crown after a failed post-race drug test at a California track that could have kept the horse out of the Kentucky Derby. The Times said instead of a speedy disqualification, the California Horse Racing Board took more than a month to confirm the results. And the NCAA Board of Governors wants California Governor Gavin Newsom to reject a new attempt to pay college athletes. State lawmakers have sent the governor a bill to allow athletes at California colleges to hire agents and sign endorsement deals. The NCAA Board warned California schools may be declared ineligible for NCAA competition if the bill becomes law. I'm Jesse King.